So, Hashem, you head into the sugya of Ibravaim, but we're going to focus on over the next couple of weeks. I'll see how today goes, but we're doing a little bit different than we normally have this year, and we're going to learn through. It's really not a lot of Gemara. It's just a few Gemaras and a few halachas mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. And then it explodes into scenarios and cases and what's right and what's wrong. And I want to, with the Olam, go through different scenarios based on learning just a few halachas. And it took me, as you can see, it took me a long time because there's one sefer that I did over Sukkot, go through. It's a sefer called Lasuach Pasada. The author has, I don't, I think 14, 15 different topics. And he goes through different questions. Most of them are not Nagei Halacha to us, although they're interesting. But one of the topics he does focus on is Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim. And as you will see, every scenario is a different machshava, thought process, how to answer it. And we deal with this daily. Baruch Hashem, we have parents or in-laws, as we will see. This comes up constantly where we're asking them maybe to walk their children, or maybe they want to, even we will see, they want to do a favor for us and take our kids to school. We have a right to go ahead and just ask our parents to participate in a mitzvah that we're doing where they're the ones who are going to, we're being mishamish with them. As you will see, this can't, even when it comes to shidduchim, a child can say to the father, parent, I want you to take care of this, that disrespect or not. Passing the salt at the table, or passing the soda, or I don't like this, or could you make this food for me? All that seems to be questionable in halacha. And as we know, the hardest mitzvah is kibbutz av ve'eim. Definitely, we will know that. It's almost impossible to do it the right way, but at least if we try, we can do a little bit of a better job. So what we're going to do is, once again, there's not a lot of halachas here that are in Shulchan Aruch. Everything is going to be questions that were asked of Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Vozner, not Rav Vozner mostly, Rav Nissim Karelitz, and Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, and they're all going, and then there's many other places in Eretz Yisrael. The author of this sefer seemed to have been had contact to a lot of great gedolim. And therefore, he asked them these questions, and they gave very, very important responses. So let's slowly go through this together. Let's learn the sugya together, and we're in a chaburah today. Gemara says like this in Sakas Kedushin on Daf Mem Hey Amin Aleph, talking about a parent who is acting as a shliach for a child for Kedushin. And there were these two parents, Hani Beitre, the Habakkuk Kamra. They were drinking wine on the Tzimtei Bavel. This part's not important. Why the Gemara needs to tell us exactly where they were. Shokol Chav. Anyway, one of them took a kisei de kamra, took a cup of wine. Yavle gave it to his friend. Amalei, the kachali brateich libri. They're making a kedushin over here. That let my child and your child be in a marriage together. So we have two parents here that decided that their children are fit for each other. Now, did the kids talk about it before? That the parents did something? Right now, the Gemara doesn't say anything. All it says is Mikachli Brateich Labri. So Rabbi says, even if there's a Shah Shaman Sratzov. Now that I don't really want to go into Shaman Sratzov because that's a totally different sugya, where the child, where the daughter does something and she believes that her father is going to be okay with the kedushin. Totally different. We're only going to touch upon it only because of the Gemara later on. But the Gemara continues. Let's go to number two. It's Daf Beis and then Hamad Beis. Shem and Sratza Ben. These two parents cannot decide, at least the father of the son. We don't say that the son is masking to the father. He never talked to his father about this. It's assumed. Again, we don't. The father goes ahead and says that I am going to take this wine. And I'm going to use it for kiddushin for my son. I'm acting as a shliach to be mekadesh my son to your daughter. So the Gemara says, but who said the son was masking to this? Shem Nisratza Ben Le'aminah. Says the Gemara, the question that obvious, maybe the son spoke to his father. Amalei Ravina, Amalei Ravana Ravina, Dilma Shlicha Shavi. Maybe the son told his father. Why do you think the father's doing this? He just decides that my son should marry your daughter. He must have had a discussion with his son. And his son said to him, do me a favor. Be my shliach. I want to marry this girl. Could you pack as my shliach to hand over something? He sees a cup of wine and gives the cup of wine. This is where you see, this is it's fascinating because it's a Gemara Masechta Kedushin. Nothing to do with Kibbutz of the aim, but everything is based on all the halachas that we're going to discuss is going to be based on this teretz of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, no, like chatzif inish, the person wouldn't have the chutzpah, the shavu levucho, to make his father a shliach. None of us would ask our father to do something that in those days. Today, our kids are asking us to do whatever they want. But the Gemara says you wouldn't have the chutzpah to ask your father to go ahead and child, do me a favor. I want to get married. Could you give the Kedushin to, could you give this to someone? In other words, we might say, Ta, you're going here anyway. Could you do me a favor? Could you drop this off? You're going to Eretz Yisrael? Can you take this package for me? It's the same thing as we'll see. All the places say, how's it different than what the Gemara is saying here? A person wouldn't have the chutzpah to ask his father to be a shliach.
You help him do a mitzvah.
Very good. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein is going to get into that. He says, and you have a raya, fine, beautiful, that even when it's a mitzvah. The Gemara says, still it's a chutzpah. So if a kid is going to say to his father, do me a favor, you're going to buy a little bit of an esri, can you buy me one too? That's what Rishni wants to know. Do you have a right to do that? Based on this Gemara, what do you mean? It's chutzpah. I should go ahead and ask my father to go ahead and do that. I don't have a right to do that. So says the Gemara, okay, you're right. A kid would have, is not allowed to do that. Chutzpah. Mama's chutzpah. And if it's chutzpah, we're not allowed to do that. That's what you see from the Gemara. So, spread the Gemara, the Dilma maybe, now, what does those words mean? So, go to number four. Just wanted to make sure that the Dilma is going to really go through the Gemara. So, we'll do the Chavrus, it's the easiest way instead of going to the Rashi. And then, let's just go. What is the Dilma Aritsuyatsukame? Shema, maybe. Shibe Chabem Bitme. Maybe the son didn't direct his father to do the Kish. But he says, Ta, you know what? There's this great girl out there. And this girl is the daughter of this individual. The Gila like that, he revealed to his father that he wants it. He didn't say, Ta, do me a favor and do the Kedushin. Then Achin came. So maybe the Shliach, the father did it on his own. He's Zachalav, the Shliach of Anav. In other words, the kid didn't have the chutzpah to say, Ta, do me a favor. Could you go ahead and do the Kedushin? But he said, you know what? There's this great girl out there, and I wish that I could marry her. And the father hears him talk like that, and the father does it on his own. Oh, so that's okay. That's not chutzpah. That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara is asking, how do you know that the Kedushin is not a Kedushin? Maybe to be at least a Safik Kedushin. We'll see in Halacha that they all ask. It seems that the Gemara is trying to say it's a Vaday Kedushin. But the Gemara right now is saying that it should be at least possibly a Kedushin. So let's go back to the Gemara. On my way, Rav Simi, it doesn't seem to say the answer to the question. Go back to number two. Farish Amamar. We don't, first of all, we don't know the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is Chayshishin Shemin Esratzah. Again, that's a different Gemara. I don't want to go into that. We don't hold to that at all. And also, and he says over here, if you go to number four, Luchain also he says, Ain Chayshim, we're not afraid, we're not afraid of that. The Gemara's maskana is, we don't assume that the son did this. And therefore, it's not a Kedushin. So again, did he make it? Was it chutzpah to make a shliach avada? Did it happen on its own because the son? The Gemara says, no, we don't assume. Ain't chayshish lebritzoy. Now we are going to have to see why not. Why are we not chayshish? But that's what the Gemara says. Ain't chayshish lebritzoy. And we're not afraid. First of all, we're not afraid Shem Esratzah that the father is going to warn. And the opposites too. Shem Esratzah ben, we're not either chayshish for. Period. End Gemara. One Gemara here, we clearly see from this Gemara. We have no right to ask our father. We don't know about a mother yet because it might be different. But we have no right to ask a father to do us anything. You can't ask him. It's chutzpah to ask him to do that. And as Ephraim said, even if it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to get married. And even there, you see me and I'll let her do it. So I cannot ask my father to go ahead and buy me a little bit of an esrog. As we said, we're going to see, can a child say to his father, Ta, could you wake me up? Because I want to go to, I'm taking a nap shot this afternoon. Could his son say to his father, "Can you, when you go to Mincha, could you please wake me up?" So according to what we're saying, that's a chutzpah to say that. Child should have no right to say that.
The father wants it all.
Well,
the father wants it
all. So that's what we have to see. So, but the father, he wanted his son to get Kedushin here too. He wants to marry off his son. He wants to marry his son.
Say it's us here. The Gemara is trying to figure out what happened. The Gemara asked Kasha, Maybe he told his father. What was the person wouldn't? But if we know he did, it's not sure that they didn't say faster to do it. But we're assuming
yeah, it's not why? Because you're not allowed to do it. If you're allowed to do it, then maybe he did.
If you're allowed to do it, then we wouldn't have promised. Same person's father wouldn't have the chutzpah. We didn't see how long the thing's us.
Yeah, but meaning to say that if you're saying you don't have the chutzpah, must mean you're not allowed to do it. If you're allowed to do it, and it's a mitzvah.
And then
you
know what happened in the story.
I know, but if the Gemara, that we're going to see that the Akrayim, not only the Akrayim, the Mechaber is going to bring down, if you're assuming that you're not, that's chutzpah, that means we're not, there's no way he could have done it. It's a, why would he go ahead and do something that's not
right? The Gemara says a person is not chutzpah who like ask his father to. That's the Gemara's making that as
an assumption.
Fact.
Right, it's a fact because you're not allowed to do it. Gemara making
it
a fact. He can't do it, right. So every, and if you're going to ask your mother, Ma, I'm coming for Shabbos, could you make this special food for me? Again, all these things we'll see because each one we have to analyze, but we're not finished. Because there's one more Gemara over here. This one more Gemara is also a major, as we go through the different questions that arise, is going to be essential in answering a lot of the questions. So he says, let's number five. So up to number five. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov bar Rav Lulav. Now we're into the Gemara Kedushin. This is the sugya of Kibud Av V'Aim. He says, Kigayin Ano. He's talking about himself. The Ada Sinim Be'Rav. I come back from Yeshiva. Abba Madu Likisa. The Ima Mazdili. What should I do? In other words, my father and mother both prepare for me. They prepare me a cup to drink. Who should I? They served me. Again, I didn't tell them to do anything. The child said nothing. All I did, I come home, and my mother made me supper, and my father poured me a cup of wine, or he diluted the wine. Whatever it is, my father did something, and my mother. Amar Le, Sabaya said, Me'im of Kabul. Whatever your mother does for you, you can accept. She did it, you can accept. Obviously, we wouldn't be able to eat supper. My mother made us supper. But from your father, you're not allowed to accept. Why? So that means if my father does something for us, I didn't even tell him to do it. But if he did it on his own, he poured me a cup of wine, he poured me soda, and we'll see Rabbi Yashar, they asked Rabbi Yashar that kasha, you're sitting at your table, your father pours you soda, according to the Gemara's Teretz, it seems, he even devar tairu, kol shadaita. Because he is someone who knows how to learn, we'll see, kol shadaita, he feels bad, this, that he's doing it for you, he is going to feel, well, I'm your father. Now, obviously, the question is, what's going on over here? The father did this on and on. I didn't tell my father to do it. I come home, and my father makes me a cup of coffee, and I did it for my son last time. I made him. Well, we'll see if I did it or didn't, because we'll see in the Gemara if I did. But my son wants a cup of, I know that he wants a cup of coffee after Shabbos, so I go at him and make him a cup of coffee. Gemara is saying, you know, first of all, I shouldn't have done it for him. I'm serving him. I'm not allowed to serve my son. And my son, according to the Gemara, is not allowed to accept it. Like the cop, like why? The kivan, the dvar tairu, kol shadaita. Now we're going to get focus on these words, kol shadaita. What in the world does that mean? Kol shadaita. That me as a father, I'm someone who's a learned person, and I do something, and therefore I feel, well, I'm doing something for my son. My son should be making me the coffee. But I decided to do it for him. Based on this Gemara, even if I decide to do it, I'm not allowed to do it. Because he's my son. I'm the father. He's the son. What am I serving him for? What am I going out making him coffee for? And the Gemara seems to clearly say, you know, like the Kabbalah. Okay, let's remember this Gemara. Because this is a Yerushalmi and there's other...
Once it's made, that a parent likes doing sometimes... Doing
so that's what we have to see. Right. Is there going to be that the parent likes doing it? Right, so we have to see.
In this case, there's a bigger smack in the face to the father. You made me a cup of wine.
Yeah, but you see from this Gemara, the Gemara saying, don't accept it. See, your father made you a cup of coffee. He made you a cup of coffee. And very good. It's like, that's the question that everybody asks. I mean, Rukhan Kanyasi, that's what he means. He needs my client's cover. We're going to see that it doesn't help. We'll see. You see from this Gemara, it doesn't help. Clearly, it's not helping over here. So what does Michael Al-Kabayde mean then? Michael Al-Kabayde. So let's just realize over here, there's two parts. A father could be my father, could sit in my chair. Father is not serving his son. Here, the father went ahead and made a cup of coffee for his son, and he puts it down in front of him, and the Gemara said, no, you can't accept it. You're not allowed to drink this cup of coffee that your father made for you. Now, like all of you are saying, what do you mean? But now he made it, so it's here already, so why can't you just drink it? Right? These are all the questions, as you'll see, we have to develop what's going on over here in this Gemara. So, well, first, let's go ahead and, in order, before we get to all these questions, let's go to the halachas on these two gemaras. Now, the halacha, the way it's brought down with the kedushin, is very, very strange. It's different. But let's learn number six. Yesh mishaymer. Says the mechaber like this. Shema Ava writes a dvarim, hurts the dvarim of Kneha Ben. Shu writes the Kaddish Lai. So in other words, the father is there. He can tell that this is what the son wants. She writes to the Kaddish Lai. Vishasa Kaben, and the Ben is quiet. So the father is making a kedushin over here. So again, Shema hurts the Kneha Ben. It's the opposite of not the opposite, different than the Gemara. The father is showing his son, you know what? I like this girl. I want you to marry her. That's what the father is doing. The Shasa Kaben, and the son doesn't say anything. He's quiet. And the father goes ahead and makes the Ifur the Kedushin. So once again, father says, I like this girl for you. I think it's a great idea. And the son doesn't say anything. So is he being masked? Or he doesn't want to say anything because it's chutzpah for him to say something? So, and the father goes and does the Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Harezim Kedushin. It's a Kedushin. Why is it a Kedushin? The son never said I'm asking to this. The machmas kisufadav shasak va'asal shliach. Because he was embarrassed, it's his father. He didn't really say anything, but he really wanted to make his father a shliach. So he really wanted to say to his father, "Ta, yeah, good idea. I agree with you." But he didn't want. Look at how father respect goes and keep it amen. He really wants, and that's what Chava is saying. Abu Binish Achrini. Obviously, if it was somebody else that says, "You know what? I think it's a great idea. You marry this girl. Go ahead and does it." It's a suffering mikudeshes. It's a suffering mikudeshes. The Mefarshim will ask, even if the father's doing it, how do I know 100% that the kid wants? Maybe he doesn't want. You're telling me that the son really is maskim, and he wants to make the father a shliach, but he's embarrassed to say, Ta, I want you to be my shliach. Because we learned through the Gemara, it's the chutzpah to say that. So he couldn't have said, Ta, yeah, good idea, do it. So he keeps quiet. So look at number seven. It's a way kedusha safik. You could say, Delay maskim skisufa shasik. He doesn't want it. I shall He doesn't know himself. What should he say? He's gonna see. Either way, he's stuck. To say, Ta, I don't want this, I'm arguing with my father. So how do you know for sure that he wants it? We don't know for sure. So all the Mefarshim say it's a suffix. I don't want to go into that case because I don't think that case is good. It's not for us, it's not such a halacha l'maisa. I don't know any cases with this not negate us. Father's not going to weddings and saying here, or going over to a girl and saying, I want you to marry this girl. Although maybe they want that to happen, but they're not. So the Drisha says like this. I read the Drisha, let's see number 8. The Ayin Rebbe Yosef, the Mavor, what's the Kisufa? Being Dein Adam Chatzav Lasis Lav of Shliach, a person doesn't have the chutzpah to make his father a Shliach, Mashayin came B'Shachar. Lufi Zeh and Isyashiv, the Arminim Be'av, Medishasek, because he's quiet, Vada Nichoi. I for sure want it. If this is what my father wants, I want this. Mashayin came B'Shachar. He should have made him a shliach. So the Trish is saying, to me, this is what he's trying to say. Maybe I'm wrong. You'll tell me. So he says, Nisyashiv daminim ba'av, the reason why his father, he was quiet because this is what my father wants. Vada nichalei. I didn't say anything because the person doesn't have a chutzpah to make his father a shliach. He didn't. How does that, maybe it's a suffix, maybe he doesn't want. No, he wants it because this is what his father wants. His father wants to do this. He says it's a good idea. So he's quiet. I for sure want it. I for sure want it because it's my father. I want to do it. I can't make my father a shliach. Okay, so how is he really answering the question? To me, I guess he's saying that this is what my father wants. This is what I want too. That's what seems to me. Maybe I'm wrong. But you can learn the drisha differently. It, for our final halacha, doesn't really make much of a difference. What we do see clearly over here is that in the times of the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, in the times of the Gemara, no one would ever have the chutzpah, and therefore, Ta, great idea. So for us to say, Ta, great idea, or I like it, you picked out a little bit and said, you know, Ta, I like what you got me. And we can't even say that either. Good idea. Perfect. You got me a nice one. Ta, you got Dan, you got me a nice one. You can't do that because the Gemara is saying that according to the Drisha, the son is being quiet over there. Whatever you did for me is great. We don't have a right to ever say to our parents, thank you. You got me a nice thing. It's obviously nice. They got it for you. So what are you supposed to say? So
does this have anything with norms of
stuff? Very good. So we're going to see that one of the places in Eretz Yisrael says, and that's the problem in our generation, our kids became our friends. So now what does this halacha change because of that? Because now we were told that we could be our friend. So we're going to see, we'll see shortly.
According to the Drish, what should the nafka mean if the son is there or not then? The way the rabbis understand the Drish, the father wants, the father wants, and it must be good. If he's not,
What do you mean if he's not there? What do you mean?
If Gemara is not a if he does it himself, it's no good. Because who's the son wants? The Drish is learning is because my father wants, and I want, so my master is there.
I think the son was. The first Gemara, which we saw.
Right.
But halachically, if it's a kedusha,
he said he wants it. Now the Gemara is saying, "Yes, I'm not on the back."
He's going to have to.
You're right.
You also need to have a shira.
That's not what I can do.
Because it has to be somehow.
You're naming off his father.
Off the kedusha.
You can't say anything anyway. What's going
to come from it? You could say something. I don't know. You could say something. Maybe you can make a motion. We'll see later. He's got to have to say, do something over here.
Also,
he didn't do anything over here. I mean, he has to say, you know, that maybe he can say in a nice way, that is a good idea.
Yes,
I don't know. He can say something.
No,
but he has to make the Mashiach. If that Kedushin doesn't work, your father can't make the Mashiach. The Hilchus Kedushin, forget about it.
He can be my Mashiach.
Yeah, but if he doesn't know about it, then he can't be a Mashiach.
Very good. Also, he can't be my Mashiach. Right, he's got to make a Mashiach. He's got to make it somehow a Mashiach. Very good, right. He's got to somehow make a Mashiach.
Being quiet, making the Mashiach.
Yeah, that's what he said. Very good. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, being quiet is
exactly
what
that's
saying.
What
the Gemara
right.
said. The Gemara actually
can't
said.
Say no, but the way the
Rosen
is in the Drishas,
that's exactly what
can't
he
say no.
But that's what he's saying. You still got to make a
Mashiach.
You still have a naked Mashiach. You still have to make a
Mashiach. It's nothing.
That's called making a Mashiach.
Let's go to number 9. Imahav. Let's go to number 9. Imahav writes to Lashar and Tabet. Our question, we learned the Gemara's now. We could write the Halacha now. If the father wants to serve his son, so mutta lekabel mimenu, the son can accept. Ella im kain ha'av ben tayra. If the father is a ben tayra, then the son is not allowed to accept. So that's what we said. That's the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. Kimin de ben tayra kol shadayta. So very good. Let's see over here now. So if that's true, again, if you well, now we're going to have to decide what makes your father a talmud chacham. So if your father, we have to look at ourselves. Because if we're Tamidei Chachamim, then we don't have a right to go ahead and serve our children. I can't go ahead and make him a coffee because Halach is saying that it's not allowed. So just like he can't, I'm Baichel my Kavit, we'll see, it's not Pashut. It's really not so Pashut. So look at the Pri Chadash. Pri Chadash says like this, Elam Kain Ben Taira, Hatzabesi Yosef. Why? We learned the Gemara, Chol Shadaitu. View, Kasav Aran, the Ran says, we're going to see not everybody holds it Aran, but we're going to learn the Ran right now, but Parakamim Kedushin. If the father is makbid a lot, then he says, no, I want to do this. That I please, let me do this. I want to do this for you. In other words, last night, I'm making a coffee for my son, and really I shouldn't do it, but I say, I really want to do this. It makes me happy to do it. I want to, it makes me very happy to do it. You see this much. Like, it's not everybody holds it. The Ran. Chadash brings down the Ran. He brings down the Gemara and Shalmi. Ima Shavi Shmal, once again, it's Ima Shavi Shmal, it's a mother. Because you look at the Brichadish, he himself says, look at the Brichadish. If the father is a Ben Tayro, Afilu Yakbid Harbe, even if the father says, I want to do this, you can't accept it. It's not possible, it's not Chol Shadaitin. What does it mean? That means if the father, we have to see what a Talmud Chacham is. But if your father is a Talmud Chacham and you're going to be shocked to see what's called a Talmud Chacham, then you're not allowed to use it. You'd like to cover. I can't accept it. So if my father goes, my father would have gotten me a little bit of an esrei, I can't use it because he wasn't a sharas me. And even if he says, no, Mitzia, I want to do this for you, it makes me feel good. Prichadish is saying you can't do it. How do we possibly hold like the Ran or not? So we are moving on. There's going to be a lot of numbers over here. I worked on this for a long time. You can see, I just
what
never ending. So
it's not just about the parent are doing it because your child. You want your child this way. They're going to be able to do better in school. They're going to be able to do better in marriage. They're going to do
all of that. We're going to see now. Very good. So the first, there's a number 2 on the top. There's a number 2 on the top of page 4. Anyway, what's a Ben Taira? We're saying that if it's a Ben Taira, then the son is not allowed to accept. Says Rabbi Yosef, you're going to be shocked. Look what a Ben Taira is. This is Rav Nissen Karelitz. Rav Nissen Karelitz is in the, it's where you're going to find the halachas, all the way after the halachas of Chalamay. For whatever reason, I don't know why he has it over there, but he has a lot, of not just what we're talking about. He has pages on this. I myself, be honest with you, I didn't realize how vast this was until you start, and still I looked at it and say, there's so many scenarios over here, and I didn't realize how many, and you see yourselves. This comes up daily with our parents. Look what first he says, what's a Ben Taira? She'edeya gitre halacha shall keep it aveng. That's all. If your parents know the halacha, we all know, man. After today, we're all going to know. We know the rules of keep it aveng. Behind the father knows Shav shahu, I say is the share shall have this, even though I'm working for my son, mikamakam aben mitzidai, but my son is not allowed to accept. That's a share. And she says zilzabab, it's a zilzan kibravain. Kiilu mishara shall be night. If the father, now all of you know this halacha now. So all of you that know this halacha, you're all tamidei chacham. If you're all tamidei chacham, you're not allowed to go ahead and serve your son. I can't make him a fortune. I can't go ahead and shop him. He can't send me to the store. We're going to see. If you're going to the store anyway, you're going to the store, can you get me this? Oh, you can't do that. I'm serving my son. According to Reb Nissen Karelitz, we'll see Reb Chaim agrees to this idea also in some way. Ben Talmud Chacham is, if he knows this halacha, you're a Talmud Chacham already. If you know the halacha that a father is not allowed to serve his son, because it's a zilzum kibud avein, the son is not allowed to accept. If you can't accept, I can't do it. Break the Marsha. So let's go to the Marsha. Marsha asked Yitzchak's question. What do you mean? You guys, I'm Michael on my covet. We find always the allowed to be Michael. I tell my child, sit in my seat. I told the dog not to do this, but halacha, you can say, don't stand up. May avucha like the kabel, keep it there to break the Marsha. Afi lulamanda amar lekaman. The bein avu bein arab shemachal kavoidoi machal. Mamashar kasha. Voidoi machal. Look at this Marsha. That's why you see that this topic is shocking to all of us here. Hainu kavod sharoya tamid lasis rabbi. That's respect that the Talmud has to do to the Rabbi or to the father. But the other way around, avolima rabbi is to kavod the Talmudai ki hacha. No, there's no such thing as mechilah. Mechilah works when the son has a mitzvah kibud. Here it's not kibud. Here it's me as a father serving my son. I can't do that. There's no mechil on that. Ki hacha ain't a machel. Dimi kol maka and kol shadaite. What's that mean? You still kol shadaite? I'm the father.
Yeah, nobody really wants to do it.
Very good. Deep down, that's chat. Deep down, I really, no father wants to serve his son. I'm the father, you're the son. I mean, again, today's world is so different. We're going to see how does this play out. But in the times of the Gemara, no father wanted to serve his son. I'm the father, you're the son. And even if you're doing it, you still kol shadaite. So what do you do then? We gotta go to see what our places say.
Children over who are gedolim already, just kind of we have to be aware of
the. Very good. So that we have no choice. Yeah, we'll see when a child wants lunch. Yeah, but maybe the mother can do it. That's what we're gonna see now. The Ben Terah is going on the part. What we learn in the Gemara, that's what all the places can say. If the mother wants to serve the son, no problem. It's us as fathers that the Gemara says we are Bnei Terah, and a Ben Terah can't serve his son. Now, is it a din because we're Tamid Chachamim, or is it a din in Kibbutz? So, Rav Nissen Karelitz and others go that this sefer goes back and forth. What is it? Is it a din of Kibbutz Chayra, or is it both? Rav Nissen Karelitz says both. Anyway, let's see. Everybody, we're going to learn. So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Sicha also has a lot about this. For him, it's a lot. No, it's not a lot if you look at it. But Rav Chaim normally is not a lot. Comes to this, it's a lot. And you're going to see Chidushim that Reb Chaim said he himself made a mistake. But he says that his sefer was put in delayed because he didn't respect his father the way he should have, or his father served. We'll see. We're going to see stories over here that you're not going to believe how far the Kibbutz Avayim extends. Anyway, Zot Kol Shaddai, Tei V'Kasha. So Reb Chaim asked, I don't know why it doesn't mean the Marsha, but he says the same question in Marsha. Kibbutz Shaddai, Tei V'Kasha, Tei V'Kasha, Tei V'Kasha, why does the mechil out? He doesn't have. The one who wrote the sefer asked Reb Chaim the same question. Tshuva, look at what Reb Chaim says. The same text. I don't know why he doesn't say it's a marsha. I happen to find the marsha. But look what he says. Chazal shiuroi shegam acher shemachal chal shedaitai. The ain ka mechila b'leif shalom. Mine is the same words as the marsha. It's shocking to me that he doesn't say the marsha. But again, the way he wrote the sefer is just very, very brief. Okay, look at the next question. So pamachas, he got the yeshiva b'aisa. This is what Reb Chaim says, or the one who wrote the sefer says this. Once I came home, and my father made me a cup of tea. The Reb Chaim wrote this in a sefer. Amar li achazanish. Chazanish told me I'm not allowed to drink it. Hear that? You can't drink the cup. Now, why did his father make him the cup as a good child? That means it's a cycle, or it's not, because it's hard to know. And the one who wrote the sefer saying this. Look again. I think it's Reb Chaim saying this because he wrote later on too, or maybe it's the Orthi says. But he said it doesn't make sense. The disciple, it's okay. Made him the cup, so I didn't drink it anyway. Either way, I don't know. The Chazanish, whoever it was that the Chazanish told him, says no, you can't drink. So if your father makes you a cup of coffee, you're not allowed to drink the coffee. He makes, if he's a Talmud Chacham, let's see. If he's a Talmud Chacham. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, which is now, according to us, all of our fathers know this. Maybe they don't know this halacha, because none of, maybe you didn't know this halacha, you walked in here today. I don't know.
But it's a son of
the Talmud. No, no, so he writes, let's go further. Look at the next one, Shaila. Let's what?
Let's make it this is the son of the Talmud Chacham.
No, does not make a difference at all. But look at Shaila. Nifzik v'shulchan aruch. Im avroi t'lishar. He brings the one who's writing the sefer. He asks Rechaim another question. Im avroi t'lishar. Says that mut v'kal b'men. Elim kenav ben tayra. Asu sham b'birkei Yosef. So Rechaim brings it. They bring down the birkei Yosef. Shakilim avroi t'moy. Even if the mamish like the pri chavish. Even if the father says, I don't care, I want to do this. It's impossible to care for this. The problem, ha'av, naisin, davar, ma'alabedi, give something to the son. So he said, Rebbe, he said to Reb Chaim. So look what his teretz is. His teretz is, maybe the father doesn't know this halacha. Oh, he doesn't know the halacha, he's not chal shadaita. Okay, but we all now know this halacha. Reb Chaim said, that, to me, it was shocking. He said the exact same thing that Reb Nissen Karela says, that once you know this halacha, then you know that you can't do it. So none of us have a right to go ahead and do anything for our kids, according to what we're saying. We have no, we cannot go ahead and drive them to school, and we cannot go ahead and go ahead and make them coffee. Our wives have to do everything. That's a good child. Very good child. So what we have to, before we go into all my cases here, because we're going to see here, we first have to go, is this halacha only with, what about as many of us now, our in-law, we're our son-in-laws, our daughter-in-laws, is the same halacha there or not? Can I make my son-in-law coffee, likes coffee, likes other things? So we have
I'll take you as a coffee
pot. Right. Brian will do the coffee pot. I heard about that part. So is this halacha or not? So this is this. Why I want to do this first. So when all we go through all the scenario and cases, we know if we're talking about just our son or our son-in-law's too. It says the mechaber like this, number two. Chayiv adam mechaber chamav. You have to give respect to your father-in-law. Says Ramah, adam chayiv. You're not chayiv. And the ain't adam chayiv the kavod aviyavim. You don't. That's also very negatif. Grandparents, their grandparents a lot. Our children. When it comes to our parents, the ain't adam chayiv the kavod. You're not chayiv in kavod aviyavim. So then, very good. It's different. So because that's also common. As a grandparent, I don't have this. The halachas are different then. So then I can go ahead and go. We'll see. Because the pesukim will want to know that you're going ahead and buying things for your grandchildren. So I. Where they send me to the store, or they're going anyway, you're going to an Eretz Yisrael, can you bring me this, can you buy me this? So they're always asking for a lot of things. But according to what we're saying here, they're not the Chayav covered of the Aviv, so it would be the, says the Ramah, of ain't they really? No, it's not true. You Chayav. El, the Chayav covered of the Aviv, yaiser, me covered of the Aviv. You just Chayav more. Good. Comes along, let's see the Shach. There's a big machlokes here, the Taz and the Shach, but we usually generally follow the Shach. Says the Shach like this, it's Chayav Adam L'Chabed Chamav. You have to give respect to your father-in-law. So no one argues. You have to argue on the Avi Aviv part, but not on the father-in-law part. Oh, that means the same halacha would apply. Chasav Abach, then Shesamchu B'miktsas L'Chabed. L'Chayav L'Chabed K'mashar Zekeden. You don't have to respect him like a father, like he's an elderly person. That's all. And then when it came to the final halachas, I wrote on the sheet over because I asked from Rabbi Nebenzal in Eretz Yisrael, the one who wrote the Sefer, it's going to be Madi Rav Natan and Rav Avigdor Levi Nebenzal, the Lecham of Mutter, we don't say that whole Gemara that we learn like Chatzit Inish. So as a father-in-law, I can't go ahead and make Mishliach by the, first of all, also, we don't have the whole din of like Chatzit Inish. I can go ahead and do it, and I'm for sure I can go ahead and do it. Oh, it's not so pashut as a Tam HaChacham if I'm allowed to do it, because that might be a din in Tamid HaChacham, not a din in father-in-law. That might be a din in Tamid HaChacham, and that's what we're going to have to see. So the... we're going to learn, we're going to go through this quickly now that we have the basic rules.
You're at the table and you ask somebody else to pass you the soda, your father hears and he passes to you.
Oh, very good. So now we're going to, so if you look now on this sheet, number three.
Because you didn't ask him. You ask somebody
and
else.
Still, you can't do it because he did. You still, your
that's
father right. can never.
That's
we're going to see right now. No.
Somewhere.
Look at number three. Number three, are you on the sheet with me? I'll skip to number three in a minute because he asked you, Kasha. He says, Mamish, everything that we said, and just say it and just writes it out very clearly. Okay, let's do number one first because now that we learned this, let's just see how everything's brought down. It's amazing. But if I'm Charles Levan, the Kabbalah shares, another father, in a case where the son is autistic, except from the father, who's a Tamachach, and there are Charles Levan, Lishnam, you can't use it. You're gone. Shabbat Vigashal of Michael, the father brings him food. Mishnah, Vahabu Tamachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach Machlik, where we Gemara, Afshav and Heichin. So you see, passes like that, Lacha Maisa, it is from Nissan Karelitz. And then he says, he says on the Alte too. So now let's go to whatever he says, number two and three. Vine, Gruvi, should be iron. According to what we just come out with the Shia today so far, this is Yashnu Shnei Dinim, this two Dinim. First is, you don't have the, you know, you can't make your father, Shlichu, your mother, for that matter, too. And for that, it helps if you're Merames and you're not Mevakish Lahedja. Rak of if Maven Mitz, Vasimi Atzma. The Hadina Shady, that if the father's a Ben Taira, Asr Leben, you can't use it. Kol Shadaita. Our question, we're sitting at a table, Dom, they've been ashamed they bring down from Nissan Karelis. The Mutalisha, the stomach, is just salt on the table. But us, so now let's say, like Avrami's case, soda, is there salt on the table? Now let's say me as a father, I want to pass it to my son. But us, in Misratza, the Vahavi Lameyat, my mother. It should be mother, oh, but if I'm a Tamil Chacham, not. Ah, but Oifin Shah, the Bentayr, it's awesome. He can't accept the salt. Kivan Shahola, Lahakish Dait, it's Chalisha Sadaz. It's Arachi and Madia, Madua, Makil and Bezeb is Manazeb. So why does everyone make them? Look, the pastor saying Makim, there's no reason to be Makim. Anyway, every reason why we're allowed to be Makim. He himself doesn't know. He comes on to say that, I don't know, he tries to answer up later on that they became, because we're living in a generation where they became our friends, our kids are our friends now, so the rules are different. Whatever the turret is, Bagger's not going to be happy with anyway, because it doesn't, we're being called by people, they should be our friends. But the turret doesn't want that.
So, yeah, but that's our kids. Our parents also pass us the salt. We never, I don't think they're at Khalifa and that's, I didn't, obviously you don't ask your father directly for the salt, but yes, your brother approached the table. Did you ask your brother across the table for salt? Your father heard and he passed it with the Khalifa and that's, I didn't ask him. He chose
well, you see that it's still, we see from the Gemara, even if he chose to do it, it's still, he's still doing it. I'm the father. The father should not do it. Based on
the bottom line, the way people think today, there isn't the Khalifa and that's in the father's thing that he passed the salt.
Pass out the grape juice.
But you're going to see the counter what you say. If you're sitting at a table and it wasn't your father, it was a Rosh Hashiva, someone, would you feel comfortable for him doing it? Because it's our parents.
I'm not going to apply my shoulders. I ask Yaakov to pass it into it, and then the rough passes it.
Right. No, but he's saying you're gonna see that if you wouldn't do it, it was a chacham, so we can't do it our father because it's the same, it's the father's worse. So no Rosh Hashiv, I don't know if Rosh Hashiv would do. You sitting at the table, pass the salt, would the Rosh Hashiv pass it to you? Maybe he would, I don't know. But or pass the salt. Okay, very good. So we're gonna have to read all about this.
Why does the father have to do it? The son does not push the dust, why would the father the father? The son does not give it away.
Son
doesn't.
The son doesn't.
Why would the kids come out? The son's not doing it. I'm not showing you how. He doesn't know that law.
What's the difference? The father can't.
The father's going to get upset because I'm the father, but he doesn't know that law. What's the difference if you know that Allah?
Not because of Allah. I'm the father. What am I doing? I'm going and observing my son.
So
it's like you never, your daughter asks you to go somewhere, you drive or something, you want to. He says, I got to go to my friend, and you're going to get in the car. You say, it doesn't cross your mind yet, but it's the same.
Allah, the extension of the question. You can't sell off. You know Allah for the next step.
Yeah.
Some of them are not exactly going to give it up. This is going to be wrong.
Could be, you're right. You should teach your son that. That's not that. But that's what I have to see right now. Very good. Right. We should change it. Right?
Yeah, probably.
We should be sitting and learning. That should be supporting us.
Yeah, probably. They're all maybe for us.
Right.
I don't know. Don't be a loophole.
Oh, don't worry.
I really don't know how to loop up. That was tough. So let's see over here. It's a very good question that they so looking up where it's fascinating because when they ask for Nissan Karelis, he says, if he was a Achnasas, look at it, just trying to show you the severity of this. Because he also says, I understand, if I'm the father here and I want to take care of my guests, no one says you're not allowed to, even though I'm a Tamachacha. I mean a Tamachacha knowing this halacha. So look at what he writes. They keep on, it's again pages on this where they're stressing this point. I don't have chalisha sadas because I have a mitzvah. I don't have a mitzvah to go ahead and make my son a cup of coffee. I have no chiyuv at all for my son. It's chalisha sadas. You see again, they keep on stressing this point. I have a mitzvah, so I'm happy to do it. I don't have a mitzvah to take care of my kid, to serve my children.
But the way the rabbi explained before that it was Rosh Hashiva, right? The Rosh Hashiva, if you were a guest at the Rosh Hashiva's house, the Rosh Hashiva started serving you, you'd also have it.
Because he has a mitzvah, Achnas Asarchim.
But you would still stop.
He's doing it as Achnas
Asarchim. But you would still stop. The same way, if that's the barometer.
Oh, you mean I would stop him from doing it? Right. Very good. That's what we'll see in a minute. But let's see it. So they asked what time. So let's go number five. Let's try to get
Sarva.
Rabbi said, we're going to learn this next one. Tell me what you think. I saw this, and then, of course, I saw someone making an adjustment to what Rav Chaim says over there. Tell me what, not adjustment, without changing. But if you don't, if you would just, when you learn Rav Chaim, if you don't learn everything I'm saying, so you don't really know, you can't pass in from the Sfarim unless you go through the Sugya. So here is a Shiloh that someone asked Rav Chaim. But if you don't know the whole Sugya, you make a huge mistake. And Baruch Hashem, I saw someone that made that. Maid says you can't just learn the Sefer because you'll see. Let's learn it together. Nar achar bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah, Rabbi, he's a bar mitzvah case, and he's going to cheder. And the father prepares him lunch. Pizza. You have to be careful with it. Don't look at the ant here. What are you all going to say? I want to know what you're going to say now. What would you answer this question? Someone asked Rukhain this question. Again, another Sefer here we have. Someone asked Rukhain this question. Your father made you lunch. You have to be worried. What would you all say? Based on what we said, right? Only if the father's a Talmud Chacham. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, then he can do it because I didn't make my father a Shliach. But look what Rav Chaim says. Lahachin's lay ain't zay klum. First, he says like this: Ikra peida b'ameshi yesh shemagish lay. Oh, I bring it to him. But I used to kesher and even of nay. I prepared it. Then he's also talking about when I make for the anivets for the lulav and the esrog. That's not called the Kabul Sheris Me'aviv. That's not called Sheris because the kid can't do it. So, oh, we have a new twist over here. If the child can't do it, so it's not, I'm not serving him, then he can't do it. So, we'll not finish yet. Look what he says now. If the father says, no, I want to do it. And the Ben Yedeh, Yikach HaBen, he's allowed to take it. And first came, he brings the Ran. He passes like the Ran, line like the Berkei Yosef. From this and Kerelts is the opposite. But Reb Chaim says that if the father says, no, I want to do this. And the son knows, that's part of it also. The son knows that, oh, but I don't want you, you're not allowed to do this to me. So again, you need both. So Reb Chaim passes like the Ran and not like the Berkei Yosef. Although this and Kerelts is the opposite, but at least that's what he says. Oh, but now we have the Shiloh Bir. What happens if the father's a Talmud Chacham, as we just said? You can't accept it anyway. So therefore, it's going to depend on this machlokes that we just said. If you hold like the Ran, so then it's allowed. If you hold like the Birkei Yosef, then it's not allowed. Okay, so now we have over here I don't want to say it's a loophole. He's just saying that if the child can't do it, so then it can't be Chalisha Sadas, and the kid can't do it. So if he can't do it, he can't make the anivus around the world. What's the chalisha shot? There's no way for him to do it. The coffee, he can do himself. The tea, he can do himself. The salt, he can do himself. Oh, there's a chalisha stas. That's what Rav Chaim is being mechadish to us.
Teachers.
Huh?
Teachers. I mean, there might be certain things.
Certain things he can't do.
Something that you can't get yourself. So
right.
Your father can't, then...
That's why Rav Chaim is saying the making of the food... Oh, that's not a problem. It's the bringing of the food, because you can do that yourself. So you can get up and go get the soda yourself. Right? Now, the shaila is, you know, we'll see. You can't, well, the child can't go to his friend without me. Oh, so then again, is that included in this or not? So all these questions we have to see over here.
All is only over bar mitzvah.
So Nissen Krell says the same thing in 6. Yeah, very good. So he says only after bar mitzvah.
Right, so most
after
time
bar mitzvah, it's my job. Right.
Most of the things they can do on their own.
Most of them they could, right. But let's say they couldn't do the knots on the lulav, right? My kids can't do it. They don't know what to do. So then in economy, we'll see other things that they can't do either. So they can't make supper. They're not going to make supper. So if I go ahead and make supper for them, they can do it. All right, look at number 6. Number 6 says like this. We're going to go through these quickly because it's similar. So now you understand when it comes to shidduchim or helping out with a yeshiva, so the son can't really do that. Our children are not going to go look into the shidduchim. They can do it without us doing it for them. So you already see if that's a little bit of a way around this. The obvious question is the kid's going to say, okay, son, I want to go out today. Could you watch my kids? Is that they can do it themselves. They're using us. Then, even if we call them up and say, you know what, I'm home today. I want to watch your kids. I'm not allowed to do that.
If you're also giving her no, for the right grandparents, they want to hang out with
okay,
you.
Okay, so then with their grandchildren. That's going to be telling this machlokes. So look at number 6. Mistava shekol, this is where Nissen Krell says, shekol in chachalichas daf dafki kishav mechin umegish l'noi b'fanav. Mamish, like, that's why it was fascinating to me. Reb Chaim and the Nissen Krell goes side by side here in how they pass them. Yesh, b'zeh yesh lo'imar, even shulchafu mechin l'noi, adis chalichas adas. Nei shekiilu misharas is b'noi. It's like an evident misharas adani. Aval ima, mechin l'noi, tzarchi aben, shaloi b'fanav. Something maybe you mentioned before. I go to the store. I can go shopping. If I go right now to go buy a yogurt, so I'm not serving him. I'm going to put it in the refrigerator. He later on will go get it. There's no chalisha stasavol. So we have. I don't want to call it a loophole. If we're doing something on our own, again, he didn't ask me to do it. I'm in the store. I'm going to go buy what he likes. I'm not going to bring it to him and serve it to him and give it to him. But what am I going to do is I'm going to go ahead and just have it in the home. So that would not be called being Misharis. Again, there's going to be constantly over here trying to figure out what is considered serving the son. And there's so many cases over there. It's already late. So you'll see fascinating things in Mitzvah Shem next week. Because we're going to take this and we'll head into some other things. But at least we have a little bit of a beginning to understand and comprehend the complexity of the mitzvahs of Kibbutz Avein. So I will save the sheets of mitzvahs.